Sometimes, it's all about one letter. Parshas Mishpatim begins with the word Ve'ela HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lefnehem. Very important word, Ve'ela. Rashi cites the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe. These mitzvahs that I taught you in Har Sinai, Ela, these, the word Ela referring back to all the mitzvahs that Moshe studied over 40 days and all the infinite Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to organize them and present them to Am Yisrael as a Shulchan Aruch, as a clear and discernible and organized system. Part of what makes Yiddishkeit unique is that Torah study, understanding the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not a pursuit reserved only for monks, so to speak, or for priests, or for clergy, or for rabbis. But every single person across the entire spectrum of the population has a responsibility, a duty, and an opportunity to understand the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see the majesty, the sweep of the Rabbeinu Shalom's wisdom, to understand details that may have very little to do with his or her life. A Kohen has to know certain halachas. But he's not a Kohen, why is he studying the laws of Truma, or the laws of Karbanos, or the laws of Mikdash, which he may hardly have exposure to or opportunity to be involved in Mikdash? Talmud Torah Asher Tasim Lifnehem Lifnei Kol Echad VeEchad, and to teach them in a clear and methodological and systematic fashion. Language of the Medrash is Kishulchan Aruch, like a set table, the very famous name of Rabbi Yosef Kairos Sefer, the Shulchan Aruch, of course, in which he filtered all the works of the Rishonim to his day. All the various shittos before the Shulchan Aruch was written, each person adhered to the guidance and to the halachos and to the psak of the local rabbanim. If you were in France, you basically followed Rashi or the Rabbeinu Tam. If you were in Spain, you followed the Ramban. If you lived in Italy, you were more exposed to the Gaonim, perhaps to the Meiri. Yosef Kairo realized that though ideally halacha is not meant to be unified, ideally, halacha is meant to be elu ve'elu. There isn't one way to understand a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. That one-way attitude is a human perspective. The divine perspective is infinite, is multifaceted truth, is layers of truth, Beis Shammai's truth, Beis Hillel's truth. In one town, they pursue one approach to a Kodesh Baruch Hu's truth. In another town, in Europe or in South Africa, they pursued a different approach to a Kodesh Baruch Hu's truth. But after close to 1,200, 1,300 years of galus, it was clear to Rabbi Yosef Kairo that halacha had to serve as a bond for Jewish history, as a bond for Jews scattered across the world, sharing little else. They had to follow the exact same halachic behavior, the exact same halachic code. So he filtered, and he prioritized, and he weighted, he assigned weight to various rishonim, and he wrote a Shulchan Aruch. And he called the sefer Shulchan Aruch based on the Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. It's not enough just to study Torah, just to read Dapim of Gemara, but do you have the tools and the skill and the teachers to clarify, as Moshe Rabbeinu was asked to clarify Torah, not just page after page, but concepts and topics, systems, organization, Kishulchan Aruch. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest teacher of all mankind, the greatest teacher of Am Yisrael. He took this complex, enormous work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty, and he simplified it. He clarified it. Kishulchan Aruch Asher Tasim Lifnehem. It was like placing something on a table. So the first word of Mishpatim is a very iconic or a very powerful word. Not just the first word, the entire first pasuk. Ve'ela HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem. But the first letter of the first word is the most important letter of the entire parsha. Torah doesn't write Eila HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lefnehem. Instead it writes Ve'ela HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lefnehem. As Chazal say, Kol Makom Shenemar Ve'ela, the extra Vav, Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon. The Vav connects. The Vav fuses Parshas Mishpatim to Parshas Yisro. You may have thought that Mishpatim would begin the first parsha after Kriya Satar after Mamed Har Sinai, after Nesina Satar, after Matan Torah. You'd think the first delivery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and word would be otherworldly, holy, transcendent, revelatory mitzvos. Who knows what the first mitzvah would be to Am Yisrael? Kriya Shema, Tefillah, building Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos, maybe the laws of Tumah V'Tara, through which a person can approach the Rabbonu Shel Olam only when he's tar. You would think those would be the first details handed to Moshe Rabbeinu to deliver to Am Yisrael. And yet the first details are about slaves, Jewish handmaidens, kidnapping, two people that get into a fight, and a pregnant woman gets caught in the crossfire, so to speak. Laws of assault, theft, accidental, unintentional death, relations between man and wife, She'irak, Sutav, Yonasa, Lo Yigra, the details of Arba Avos Nezikin, Arba Shomrim, V'chayivtach Ishbar, V'chayichra Ishbar, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Because the first step of religion is Menschlichkeit, is morality, is ethics, is goodness and Gutzkeit at all levels. At a personal level, at a societal level, at a national level. People we are, the communities and families we build, and Baruch Hashem, for the first time in so long, the state we're struggling so hard to build, so hard to construct, so hard to redeem and resettle. But religion cannot be built unless the foundation is solid, and the foundation of religious consciousness, the foundation of religious attitude is morality, is ethics. A society is only as strong as its ability to protect its weakest elements. That's why the parsha begins with Eved, parsha begins with Amma, parsha begins with people who are vulnerable, who are susceptible. Sometimes in life you're a vulnerable person, other times in life you can exploit Chalit Vachas. You have authority, you have strength, you're an older person, you're an older individual, an older sibling, or an older person in school or in camp, and people look up to you and fall under, if not your authority, at least under your position. Are you able to show them compassion, sensitivity? Are you able to give them dignity and respect? Well, that's the true measure of integrity, true measure of self-respect, is a level of respect you're capable of showing others. And the more vulnerable they are, the more important it is to show them respect. So the start of Parshas Mishpatim, the start of Nesina Satara, what type of society will you live in? What type of people will you be? And it's not enough for the Torah just to deliver some general idea about being a good person, about showing morality and integrity. Ideas are wonderful. Nice cliches. They make nice storylines. They're very subjective. My love is your hate, and my level of love may not be your level of love. And sometimes love and hate and love and contempt are disguised within each other, walk hand in hand. People sometimes have a hard time showing love. And standards erode. Religion can't remain a loosely held system of values or of a general value to be a good and loving person. Mishpatim is detailed. These are the laws. This is the system. This is the Shulchan Aruch. This is Arba Avos Nezikin, Shor, Bor, Mava, and Hever. These are the four Shomrim. What difference does it make? This type of Shomer, that type of Shomer. A person delivers an item to a friend. There's some degree of culpability, not that much, but they'll work it out. You can't leave things for chance. Contracts are written for friends who have disagreements. And the contract should carry the dispute. Well, what does it say in the contract? Well, this is the Torah's contract with ourselves, with our morality, the society we build, the agreements we reach. Because if morality is left to some abstract notion of kindness and sympathy, pity and virtue, we'll slowly slip out of consciousness. Of course, there's a danger that people will get caught in the system and follow the letter of the law and ignore the spirit of the law. Some people are so caught up on halachos, they don't appreciate going beyond the letter of the law, lifnim mishuras hadin, pshara, compromise, flexibility. That's why the Torah writes in Parshas Veschanan, Vesisa Yashar V'Yatov, you also have to be good and kind. It's not enough just to follow above a kam, above mitzvah, above a basu. You also have to maintain the spirit of the law. Not just firmkeit, but goodness. Not just halacha, but what's right sometimes, even beyond the halachic demands. But the flip side is also dangerous. People get so caught up just in theories and theoretics about morality, about humanism, about kindness. A lot of terrible, terrible sins are committed for the sake of morality. A lot of red lines are crossed in the name of sympathy, in the name of goodness. And that's why Mishpatim is so intricate. Torah can't describe in detail each and every scenario of human experience. It's so infinite. Every situation is context specific. What's the context? And what are we talking about in particular? So the Torah describes the basic laws. And then it reminds us in Parshas Veschanan to be careful not to get caught up or trapped in systems of laws exclusively. It's the balance of Parshas Mishpatim, ideas and details, concepts and specifics, goodness and halacha. And the truth is, the necessity and the value, the importance of details, is stressed not only in the world of Ben Adam L'Chavero, but in the world of Ben Adam L'Makom. In Parak Chav Gimel, after the Torah has delivered very, very comprehensive system of halachos, Torah writes, "Uvachol asher amarti alechem tishameru." Everything that I've delivered, it's in Parak Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. You should be careful. So Mechilta wants to know, Chazal want to know, what's the connotation of this pasuk? "Uvachol asher amarti alechem tishameru." So Mechilta writes, because at one point, the Shulchan would be legislated. Truth is, in Parshas Mishpatim, according to most Rishonim, the Mishkan hadn't yet to be conceived. The Ramban actually claims that the commandment to build the Mishkan preceded Parshas Mishpatim. It was already delivered at Har Sinai, independent of Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel may be lent Beis HaMikdash in Mishkan greater urgency, greater necessity, but the notion of building a Mishkan to house the presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu was already delivered Har Sinai. But most Rishonim follow the sequence of the text, and Mishkan wasn't really a compelling thought at this stage, but yet at one point the Mishkan would, and what could be more glamorous, what could be more spectacular, what could be more inspiring than the notion of a house crafted to shelter the Divine Presence, beautiful, ornate, gold-plated, decorated vessels. And amongst those vessels, the Shulchan contained these 12 miraculous breads. You can imagine the spectacle, the ceremony, the miracles, the fresh-smelling bread, even 7 days later, watching them remove last week's bread and seeing the Kohanim devour that lush, tasty bread that had been miraculously maintained. And so much that's inspiring about the Mishkan in general and the Shulchan in particular, the confidence it must have inspired amongst people who witnessed the sight of these breads being removed and distributed and reminding themselves this was a symbol of their own financial potency, of their own capabilities, that if this bread could remain fresh, then how powerful could man finance himself, commerce himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha. So this pasuk, the Mechilta says, you know what, the Mishkan will be built, the Shulchan will be crafted, its location will be determined. How do you know you can't move the Shulchan 2 inches this way or 2 inches that way? That's the purpose of this pasuk of Mishpatim, Perach of Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'chol asher amarti alechem tishameru. Take care that when you build the Mishkan and you situate the Shulchan, its placement, its location, its coordinates must be absolutely precise. And it sounds preposterous. What difference does it make? If the Shulchan is a little more to the left, a little more to the right, it's the same Shulchan. Same symbolism. same ambience, same glory. God really cares whether the Shulchan is 2 millimeters to the right or 2 millimeters to the left? That's the purpose of this pasuk. V'chal asher amarti elechem tishamer. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares. Some people have a hard time with halacha, not just ben adam l'chavero, but even ben adam l'makom, sometimes ben adam l'makom in particular. Hashem cares about Shabbos. Hashem cares that we should remember the seventh day, Briyas HaOlam, Mitzias Mitzrayim, Osi B'nivim B'nei Yisrael, but does Hashem really care whether I put the kugel on the blech this way or put the kugel on the blech that way? If I open a soda bottle this way or open a soda bottle that way, if a person feels there are halachic issues involved. Hashem cares whether I carry the shul, I don't carry the shul, I'm carrying a chumash to shul to read from it. If there's no erevah, being over in Israel itself, but Hashem cares if I carry something that weighs less than a pound. That's what religion's about. Whether the tefillin a little more black, a little less black, a little more square, a little less square, the tzitzis are kashir or not kashir, I eat this amount of matzah, that amount of matzah. God really cares whether I recite Kriyashma at 8:52 before Zman or 8:53 after Zman Kriyashma. That really makes a difference in God's eyes. Come on, God has nothing better to do than to sit there and watch. And this is a paradigm or an example. Yes, God cares. Hashem cares about details. That's the power of Avodah Hashem. That's the power of Judaism. It's not just theories and ideas, because they slip out of mind. But Hashem's presence is felt at every detailed activity and experience of the human lifetime, and the human life cycle, every moment. Halacha sweeps and infiltrates every nook and cranny of the human experience. And it's precise, and it is accurate, and it's timed and metered and measured and formulated, because or else it just becomes some blog, some abstract, nebulous, shapeless, formless idea. And ideas always cede territory to concrete reality, and reality overcomes religion. And to give religion a chance, fighting chance, has to be anchored in reality, anchored in concrete details. Don't get caught in the details. You're worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're trying to find Him and understand Him and serve Him and submit to Him and shape your lifestyle and your personality in His image. But don't ignore the details. Whether it's details of Ben Adam L'Chavero or it's details of Ben Adam L'Makom. The whole Parsha of Mishpatim speaks of details of Ben Adam L'Chavero. This Pasuk of B'chol Asher Amarti Lechem Tishamero, this according to one position in the Mechilta, speaks of the details of Ben Adam L'Makom, of Shulchan, of Tefillin, of Matzah, of Sukkah, of Lulav, of Tzitzis, of Megillas Esther. Tishamero. Mishpatim is a Parsha of details. And its details are necessary to anchor the great ideas, the core values on display at Har Sinai. Shabbat Shalom.